Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Overcast skies with fog early today with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 60. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Those hoping to see progress in the marijuana legislation in the state legislature this year may have to wait another year, as according to the latest Kansas Committee on Federal and State Affairs, they say they've decided to table the bill on medical marijuana in their new pilot program that's been in discussion, at least for now. As according to WIBW, the Kansas legislature's website shows that Senate Bill 555 included the, quote, creating the Medical Marijuana Pilot Program Act to establish the program for limited cultivation, processing, and dispensing of medical marijuana and medical marijuana products. Senate President for the legislature, Ty Masterson, issued the statement at the end of last week regarding the hearings on the Senate bill, saying, quote, I have consistently indicated that the issue of medical marijuana has matured to a point it warrants serious discussion. This is particularly true given the federal government is considering rescheduling or even descheduling the drug. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Ed. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
A grassroots conservation organization in the state of Kansas says that they're coming close to nearing the end of a two-year effort to help clear an invasive plant from the banks of the Kansas River near the Topeka, Kansas area. KSNT News reports that according to Don Bueller, the executive director of the Friends of the Kaw Conservation Organization, also known as FOC, said that they have been working on a project to clear the invasive plant species from the Governor's Mansion and Cedar Crest Park. They say some of those invasive plants include the bush honeysuckle along with the winter creeper from the banks, and replacing the invasive ones with a more native variety of plant. In a statement, they say, quote, native plants are designed from our native ecosystem. Those native plants have deep roots that hold the banks together and will also filter out pollutants in the area. The organization says they are excited about the benefits of increased water quality within the river, as it is near the city's water treatment plant that supplies drinking water to thousands of local residents. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Spring savings are here at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $80 in reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with your purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Offer valid now through April 2nd. Buy now at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $80 in a reward card or virtual prepaid card. Terms and conditions apply. See Mike's OK Tire in Marysville for complete details. Offer ends April 2nd.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Nebraska State Patrol has been in the process of receiving a new mobile command post for the last 2 years. And Sergeant Brad Walker with the patrol explained to KSMB Local 4.
The process was such that ORS, which the Office of Re-Election Security, was looking to provide training to individuals around the country. And this was one of their initiatives to do that. I've had some talks with them through some other relationships, and they said, we have some equipment that we would like to help you with to provide training to protect people in the state of Nebraska.
In other news, Union Pacific Railroad announced that it will close railroad crossings for maintenance in and around Hastings beginning this weekend. East Prairie Lake Road at Technical Boulevard, North Baltimore Avenue, north of 18th Street, and East 12th Street between Showboat Boulevard and Blaine Avenue will all be closed.
This is Lloyd Garber at Garber's Honda in Fairbury, Nebraska. They call me the old man because I've been in the motorcycle business in the same town for 67 years. I started selling with new Harley-Davidsons, took on Hondas in 1959. Now the ATVs and the side-by-side are the going thing. I took on another make of side-by-sides. These are three-seaters with heavy-duty enclosed cabs, air condition, heater, cable winch, light bar. You'd be proud to own one. Yes, they have mag wheels and even a windshield wiper. The best part, they sell out the door for only $25,999. You can't go wrong with Garber's Honda.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioner John Unger and Sheriff Tim Ackerman testified recently before the Kansas House Tax Committee regarding House Bill 2828, which would provide Marshall County the authority to impose a countywide retail sales tax up to 1%, pledging the revenue toward construction or renovation cost for a jail facility. The measure would further exempt the county from entering into interlocal agreements with individual cities or receiving a waiver, as in the past. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting heard Public Works report that April 9th, the county will host a workshop with the Kansas Department of Transportation for the local road safety plan, the meeting at the Helvering Center. County Sanitarian announced she'll be accepting a new position and will work through April. The board will need to discuss with three other counties if they wish to continue sharing the Sanitarian or a place within Marshall County. Sheriff Tim Ackerman presented three life-saving awards to officers Chris Flood and Austin Tillery and dispatcher Jessica Boots for their professionalism and performing life-saving procedures. Highlighting cybersecurity efforts, Blue Valley Technologies was recently named a national cyber champion through the Rural Broadband Association. Security practices adopted protect Blue Valley infrastructure, customers, and communities served. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week heard that no progress had been reached with the State Department of Transportation regarding B Road, which is to be used as a detour for a bridge project near Baileyville on US 36. Conversations will continue. Residents have until April to sign up for dust control. Nemahal County Administrator reported that he's undertaking a labor and housing study, which will involve input from local businesses. The annual Washington County Storm Spotters presentation by the National Weather Service will be at the Firehouse in Washington Wednesday evening. The presentation is open to the public, begins at 6:30. Marshall County Partnership for Growth reminds of a new round of Historic Economic Asset Lifeline grants. Applications may be open in June. Grants intended to bring buildings back into productive use for new or expanding businesses, child care, housing, arts and culture, civic engagement, or entrepreneurship. Facade grants intended to rehabilitate the facade or street view of downtown buildings in need of repair to stimulate economic growth and reinvestment in the downtown district. They should have a tenant or be tenant ready. Program is a one-to-one match and can offer up to $40,000 for a facade grant and $100,000 for a building grant. Other conditions apply. Jerry Zies with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth can assist and provide additional information. Kansas Department of Transportation announces milling and overlay project beginning this week on K-13. Starting at the U.S. 24 junction in Riley County to the K-16 junction in Pottawatomie County, along a 15-mile route, traffic will be reduced to one lane, directed by a pilot car and flaggers when crews are working. Delays up to 15 minutes with a 13-foot width restriction also in effect. Work Monday through Friday during daylight hours will continue through mid-June along K-13 from the U.S. 24 junction in Riley County to the K-16 junction in Pottawatomie County. Laura P. Kleinert, age 58, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30, St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Laura Kleinert. Mary A. Gospel, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30, with rosary at 10 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Gospel. Colin C. Cotis, age 36, of Odell, passed away Thursday. Celebration of life service Wednesday, 11 a.m., Our Savior Lutheran Church in Odell, with private interment service at a later date at the Odell Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8, at the Griffith-Suvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Colin Cotis. June Ellen James, age 89, of Wymore, passed away March 27. Celebration of life service Saturday, May 4th, 10:30 at the Laughlin Hova Funeral Home in Wymore. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hova Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for June Ellen James. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, peas, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, chili, cinnamon rolls, celery and carrots, and tropical fruit. KNDY News time is 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As a developing area of low pressure looks to work from west to east across the region for today, we do pick up a chance for some scattered showers and even some thunderstorms. A risk for some strong to severe storms, especially from east central into southeastern portions of Kansas by this afternoon and into this evening. Otherwise, locally, the bulk of that severe weather threat looks to miss us off to the southeast. Temperatures looking to work up into the low to mid-50s by this afternoon. And for tonight, keeping that threat for some showers and some thunder showers in the forecast, but again, that main severe weather threat looking to stay off to our southeast. By the time we get to your Tuesday, any lingering showers wrapping up early in the day as that system works off to the east. We'll see some clearing skies into the afternoon with upper 50s for highs, and beyond that, a dry weather forecast Wednesday all the way through the day on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early April 62, record high on this date 91. The average low 37 and the record low 17. Sunset this evening 7:51, sunrise in the morning at 7:11. It's 49 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 1st of April, April Fools. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
C&K Services honors the United States veterans for serving and protecting the rights and freedoms of this country. They continue to fight against terrorism and stand firm between the American people and danger. Thank you from the friendly staff at C&K Services in Sabetha, always proud to support our troops.
From ABC Sports,
This is Rich Cantu. In baseball's only primetime game last night, the Dodgers and Cardinals wrapped up their series at Chavez Ravine. St. Louis took a 4-2 lead into the bottom of the eighth, where Teoscar Hernandez homered to make it a one-run game. Then Chris Taylor walked to set up Max Muncy.
2-1 pitch. Swung on and hammered. Deep right field, way back, Maxwell swinging the silver hammer gives the Dodgers a 5-4 lead.
On AM 570, top nine, Daniel Hudson retired the Cards in order. The Dodgers took 3 out of 4 in the series. To the colleges and twin Final Four bids for North Carolina State. The third-seeded women's squad ousted one-seed Texas 76-66 to reach the tournament's penultimate round for the first time since 1998. The 11-seed men's squad continues its Cinderella run, beating 4-seed Duke 76-64. Head coach Kevin Keats post-game.
Through all of the adversity that we have went through, ups and downs of winning games, losing games, they never lost their faith.
Wolfpack men making the Final Four for the first time since 1983, when they won the national title under late head coach Jim Valvano. An ESPN doubleheader tonight as Caitlin Clark and the one-seed Iowa Hawkeyes take on Angel Reese and three-seed LSU. That game tipping off at 7 p.m. Eastern. Then at 9 or thereabouts, Paige Buckets Beckers and the third-seeded UConn Huskies take on Juju Watkins and the one-seed USC Trojans. NBA escape from New York for the Thunder, a 113-112 winner over the Knicks, thanks to a late Shai Gilgeous-Alexander bucket. Elsewhere, the Lakers top Brooklyn, 116-112. And the Warriors edge San Antonio 117-113. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. California's Proposition 12 that restricts in-state sales of products from sows, hens, and calves raised in limited mobility confinement is taking a toll on Midwest producers. That's according to one senator. Iowa's Chuck Grassley says while Proposition 12 upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court has only been in effect for a few months, its impact on the Midwest pork industry is already evident.
Just to show you the impact on consumers of Proposition 12, pork prices have risen 20% since July of last year, 40% just on pork loins.
That's even despite an increase in overall pork production last year. And California may not be the last to restrict sales based on livestock confinement methods.
Massachusetts has such a referendum called Question 3. Even Secretary Vilsack has said that without congressional action, these rules will continue to cause chaos in the pork market.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack criticized the Supreme Court's decision in favor of Proposition 12 during a Senate ag hearing last month.
I don't think the Supreme Court, when it decided that pork producers had a choice to participate in the California market or not, understood the pork market. When you're dealing with 12% of the pork market in one state, there is not a choice between doing business with in California and not in California.
Again, that's USDA Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. He argued someone must provide national, quote, consistency and clarity, where 50 states could have 50 different standards. But Grassley says his GOP-backed EATS Act has lacked bipartisan support and has, quote, stalled in the action. As once again, he's saying that the California Proposition 12 is harming the pork industry, especially for many Midwestern states. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. While calorie pear trees look attractive, they produce a foul scent, making them unappealing to most people. Tree experts recommend removing the invasive species. Kansas Forest Service's Ryan Rastock relays how to identify a calorie pear tree, also known as a Bradford pear.
Right now, they're in flower, so they have those really conspicuous white flowers. They're really abundant. They have a really, in my opinion, they have a very kind of conspicuous growth habit. Oftentimes, with some of the cultivars, namely Bradford pear, they have those really tight branch angles, and they'll tend to cluster with their branches kind of lower down about chest height or so. And you can see that. But the leaves are really kind of nondescript. The buds in the dormant season, I think, are pretty obvious. And then also, there's been a myriad of different descriptions, most of them vile in how that it smells.
He discusses calorie pear tree management methods.
Burning is effective for a lot of woody vegetation, namely things like eastern red cedar and stuff like that. But in our experience and some of the trials we've been involved with, burning doesn't appear to be that effective, at least in the short run, for controlling calorie pear. It seems to top kill it and it sprouts right back up. So, you know, perhaps it would be a very intense repeated burns over time that might do something. The cut stump treatment, where you would be cutting the tree down and then treating the stump, is very, very, very effective at certain times of year. Unfortunately, this year, when they're very conspicuous with the flowers and such, the cut stump treatment isn't quite as effective because we're in the sap flow. They're coming out of dormancy and there's sap flowing out. So in some cases that might, you know, pitch the chemical, so to speak, and the efficacy of the treatment seems to go down. But basically any other time of year, that's a great option. There are foliar applications. You can spray the leaves and stuff as well. They are a little bit waxier, so you need to use the right chemistry for that and read labels. And then also what we call a basal bark treatment has some efficacy where you just kind of spray around the whole circumference of the trunk.
Rastock explains what to consider when disposing a cut calorie pear tree.
Depends where it's at. If it's in your front yard, you probably don't want to leave it there. If it's in a pasture somewhere, you might be able to just leave it sitting there and decompose over time. And so really, it's kind of, you know, up to your situation. But I do want to have folks exercise caution when they're moving that. Say if you're cutting it down from your front yard and it's one that's cross-pollinated with another one and you have viable seed, being cognizant of the movement of that seed material is definitely something to keep in the back of your mind so we don't spread it even further.
That was Kansas Forest Service's Ryan Rastock with information about the unfavorable calorie pear tree. Learn more at www.kansasforest.org. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks at Beatra 77 Livestock. It is certainly Monday and a happy Easter to all and a good morning to a great Monday. Well, we're going to start our sale here today at 10:30 this morning. High noon, we'll get in the Haiti Mart department. The cattle sales are good. The harvest of fed cattle is great. Good markets and all. So let's get after it here today. Like we said, 12:30 started high noon. We're going to get in the hay department. Certainly have hay at Beatrice in the square bales. 115 second cut alfalfa in the brome. Two groups of 20. In the grass, there's 20, 13. In the big round department, there's 313 big round bales, starting with the round alfalfa, 52 second and third cuts at 1850, a group of 14 second and third cut at 1800. There's 10 third cut at 1980. A group of fourth cut 10 weigh 1526. A group of alfalfa 10 fourth cut. A little light rain when they put it up that weigh 1480. In the prairie department, 20 bales at 1250. Round prairie, there's a group of 10 and 10, averaging 1492. In the round grass, there's six at 1686. Three groups of 16 on the round grass. In the round brome, there's 10. They weigh 1726. Also round brome, a group of 11 and 11. In the round rye, 10, 10, 11. Round cane, 11. In the round CRP, there's three groups of 8, 16, 93 on the weight. In the round corn stalks, there's 11 and 14. Well, on the inside, after the weigh-ups here this morning, incidentally, cow market, bull market is absolutely great. So if you need to move some cows, folks, take time to move them. We'll start at 10:30. On the baby calves there, it's going to be right about 1 o'clock. We've got a nice group of four black bull heifer bottle calves. They're on the age of 2 to 7 to 10 days old. Good calves that are coming off the cows. In the lightweights, there's four black steering heifers. They're going to be in the 250 to 400 range. Kind of an interesting deal. We've got a group of nine black bulls, yearlings. No test on those bulls. They're weighing 9 to 1100. Certainly quite a group that could go to the feed yard. And the feeder cattle guys are 16 red steer and heifers are coming out of Firth, the dance cattle. They're going to weigh 3 to 600. Out of Pawnee City, Swartz cattle, 10 black Angus cross steer and heifers, 4 to 500. The Raceler calves out of Tobias are 29 black steer and heifers, 6 to 6.5. Menchow out of Pleasantdale, 10 red Angus steer and heifers at 600. The Baker calves out of Seneca, Kansas, 19 black baldy, red baldy. These steering heifers coming off the cow. They do have a February 25th vaccination at 450 to 550. Philip B. out of Philly, 11 black red steering heifers, 3 to 600. Don Mitchell out of February, 27 very good black baldy steering heifers, 4.5 to 600. Jerry Kerr out of Waymore, 17 black steering heifers, 5.5, 6.5. Tim Rickers out of Wilbur, 30 black Angus Shark Cross steering heifer yearlings, weighing 7.5 to 800. The Gress cattle out of Nebraska City, 6 Hereford steers, 9 Hereford heifers are going to weigh in that 7 to 800 range. Mr. Janicek out of Wilbur will have 23 black Angus Limousine Cross bull and heifers are going to be 750 to 950. John Baum Tecumseh, 9 black Galloway steers, 6 to 700, and certainly an additional 50 head of those light in here today at Beatrice 77 with a feeder cattle started at about 10 minutes till 1 o'clock. So certainly give us a call. Tanya Riccardini at 223-3571. Now, if you do have consignments on a cow-calf, red cow sale, folks, certainly give us a call here today. Looking at a late April special bred cow, cow-calf sale. So if you have any interest, certainly give us a call. Saturday, April 13th, will be the Ron Kramer Estate Auction at Crab Orchard. Folks, hey, we've got great autos, the 13 Chevy Silverado K2500 pickup, the 11 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive. We've got the carport, looks brand new, 20 by 30, the tractors, the ACWD, the ACD15, the Oliver Hart part, toy collectibles, guns, folks, machinery, collectibles, miscellaneous. That is the Ron Kramer State Auction, Crab Orchard, April 13th on a Saturday at 10 a.m. Check us out at Beatrice77.net. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
7:32 from KNDY and 49 degrees in Marysville. Highs around 60 on tap today. Got a chance of showers. Better chance Monday into Tuesday.
The British used to have an after-Easter ritual called heaving. We take a closer look at the strange custom on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 1st, the 92nd day of the year. Actress Annette O'Toole celebrates a birthday, and the U.S. launched the first weather satellite on this day in 1960. Old-timers in England speak of an antiquated ritual called heaving that took place immediately after Easter Sunday. On Monday, women would capture men and heave them into the air. Roles were reversed on Tuesday. Depending on who you ask, it was either a reenactment of the resurrection or a pagan tradition meant to promote the growth of crops. Either way, the custom never made it to the way of the New World, although the local high school cheerleader squad has a routine that seems strangely similar. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 that happened over the weekend as the Division I men's basketball college tournaments continue on going into the Final Four coming up this weekend. But starting off with the Sweet 16, we saw UConn topping San Diego State with an 82-52 victory. Illinois ended up topping Iowa State with a 72-69 win, and Alabama topping North Carolina 89-87. In the Clemson-Arizona game, Clemson ended up moving on to the Elite Eight after beating Arizona, leading to an Elite Eight matchup for the left side of the bracket, with UConn beating Illinois and going to the Final Four, and Alabama beating Clemson 89-82, putting the Final Four for the left side at UConn versus Alabama. On your right side of the bracket, it was an upset as Duke ended up topping number one Houston, but ended up falling to North Carolina State for that Elite Eight. Number one Purdue ended up beating Gonzaga 82-68, who's set to be in the Final Four against North Carolina State.
Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TBL Spotlight. With the addition to the league of several new baseball and softball teams to go along with all of the record-setting athletes in track and golf, I could not be more excited for the spring sports season here in the Twin Valley League. Along with the great coverage you'll get here on KNDY, I invite you to come over to TVLSpotlight.com for the scores, stats, and stories of all things TVL. That's TVLSpotlight.com, a service of KNDY Radio.
KNDY.